This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley visited Eau Claire on Friday as part of a statewide unity tour following Tuesday's primary election. Crowley emerged victorious in the Democratic primary for Wisconsin governor last week, narrowly defeating State Representative Francesca Hong. Following the event, he shared his thoughts on the victory just weeks after deciding to exit and then re-enter the race.
How well if you believe it can happen. You know, I think that you want to manifest as much as possible, but, you know, we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into when we decided to get, you know, back into this race and pretty much do a three and a half week sprint. But as we began to travel all across the state, we've seen the momentum, we've seen the enthusiasm. And so, yes, this was a nail biter, but for us to get over the hump and win this primary election, I think this is good for our state.
Crowley also shared his views on data center developments, an issue that will be at the forefront of the gubernatorial race. He says local communities should have the power to make the final decision on whether to allow one of the facilities to be built in their area, with measures in place to protect the environment and protect local residents from being forced to foot the bill.
Well, local communities should be able to make the final decision on whatever the heck that they want, right? And I think that local communities don't feel like they've had a seat at the table because they've been steamrolled due to, you know, laws like the Speed Act that Tom Tiffany actually passed that allows these data centers to do whatever they want without having nothing stand in their way. And so what we have to do is make sure that we are protecting our communities, we're protecting our environment, and protecting the jobs of the future. So all these data centers, they need to pay their own way. Not one single dime should be passed on to any Wisconsin taxpayer. And we have to protect ourselves. And at the end of the day, that's what we're going to do.
Now officially the Democratic nominee, Crowley will face off with Republican nominee Congressman Tom Tiffany for Wisconsin governor in November. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. Hunters can take action today. Bonus antlerless deer permits go on sale today in Wisconsin, with the numbers available depending on local deer populations. Forest Zone hunters get the first chance to buy, while Central Farmland Zone sales start tomorrow. Southern Farmland Zone sales begin Wednesday. All remaining zones open Thursday. The DNR says online buyers may be placed in a virtual waiting line, and people who enter the website will be assigned spots at random. A man in Madison will be spending more than 5 years in federal prison for illegally having a firearm. Jonnell Britt received 48 months in prison for possessing a firearm as a convicted felon and an additional 18 months for violating the terms of his supervised release. The 28-year-old pleaded guilty to the firearms charge in late April. In December 2025, law enforcement found a firearm concealed in a bag in his apartment, and an analyst with the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratory confirmed it had Britt's DNA on it. At the time of his offense, Britt was on federal supervision for an armed robbery conviction. Public school districts across Wisconsin are implementing new cell phone restrictions under state law. Districts are required to limit students' cell phone use during instructional time as they prepare for the new school year. State research links excessive smartphone use among children to problems with social skills, critical thinking, and impulse control. A Wisconsin Policy Forum report found schools with cell phone restrictions have seen improved classroom focus, stronger social connections, and lower levels of psychological distress. Districts, including Appleton and Neenah, say restrictions already in place have reduced distractions and improved engagement. The first Topgolf location in Wisconsin is now open in Monona. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held this week for the popular entertainment venue. The location features a new Topgolf design with upgraded technology, arcade games, and enhanced sports viewing areas. A close primary fight gave way to a unity rally in Madison yesterday, where Francesca Hong joined the man who defeated her, Democratic governor nominee David Crowley. Hong drew strong cheers from the crowd as she appeared alongside Crowley, Governor Evers, and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The gathering comes less than a week after Crowley's narrow win over Hong. Now, Democrats are turning their focus to the November race against Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany. Big money is continuing to shape Wisconsin's governor's race, with the state Republican Party reporting more than $10 million in new donations in 1 week. Dick and Liz Uline each gave $5 million to the party earlier this week. The Ulines have also given millions to Republican legislative groups and political action committees. On the Democratic side, the state party reported $123,000 in donations of at least $1,000 since late July. Nearly 300,000 Wisconsin commercial drivers are part of a legal fight over whether the federal government can obtain their personal information. Wisconsin joined more than 20 states in suing the Trump administration after federal agencies sought 5 years of records from a national licensing database. State officials say the request includes sensitive information, such as Social Security numbers, and could put funding for the database at risk. A judge has temporarily stopped the demand while the lawsuit is considered. The federal government says it wants the CDL records to find commercial drivers who may be unsafe, unqualified, or improperly licensed. State officials say simple safety steps could save lives as Wisconsin leads the nation in fatal ATV and UTV crashes. The DNR reports 29 deadly incidents so far in 2026, including 15 rollovers. Wisconsin law also requires riders involved in a crash to report it to law enforcement right away and file a written report with the DNR within 10 days. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Tucker Kraft is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers' number 85, Tucker Kraft, is back at tight end, taking snaps during 11-on-11. Head coach Matt LaFleur:
I think you could be in for a treat today.
Kraft back after suffering a torn ACL 9.5 months ago. I asked him if he's on a limited snap count for now.
Yeah, snap count for sure. Like I've said since the beginning of training camp, they have a plan for me, and week by week, they're going to gradually increase my snap count depending on the full rep range of practice. So, you know, my job is just out there and answer when my number's called.
The Packers play the Broncos in Denver this Friday. Baseball: the Brewers back home and have tonight off before hosting the Seattle Mariners tomorrow night. Lefty Kyle Harrison gets the start against Seattle right-hand pitcher Bryce Miller. The Brewers beat the Dodgers on Sunday, 6-2. Logan Henderson with the win. The Crew took the series in L.A. 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Chippewa Valley weather. Plenty of sunshine today. We're going to get to the low to mid 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered shower or thunderstorm possible. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy with a low in the mid 60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.